The Niagara Falls Air Reserve Station is Niagara County's largest employer, supporting an estimated 3,000 jobs. Over the years, advocates for the base, including the Niagara Military Affairs Council, or NIMAC, have campaigned and argued that the base's location and its evolving missions keep it relevant. John Cooper chairs NIMAC. While the last round of closings happened in 2005, Cooper says recommendations for additional cutbacks have happened more frequently.
The last several presidential budgets with President Obama also included some wording on BRAC, and certainly, you know, we know that that may happen again and probably will happen again at some point.
Both units stationed in Niagara Falls have changed their missions. More recently, the 107th became an attack wing, operating drone aircraft in reconnaissance and combat missions. The 914th Airlift Wing is slowly becoming an air refueling wing and has replaced its longtime resident C-130s with KC-135s. Congressman Brian Higgins says the Trump budget needs to get past Congress, and he believes there's strong enough support to spare Niagara Falls.
We have to lower our voices and strengthen our argument. And there's a reason why the delegation, Senators Schumer and Gillibrand and Chris Collins in the House, along with me and Louise Slaughter, have fought to bring new missions to the Niagara Falls Air Reserve Station and to continue concurrently to invest in the infrastructure there.
Higgins says Trump's spending proposal overall is simply bad for Western New York. He and other lawmakers are already anticipating it will be rejected on Capitol Hill. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.